This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
What have you got yourself into?
Me?
No.
No.
The listener.
Are you talking to someone online?
No, I'm just throwing some glitter at it.
But I
do have to say hello to Brian in Collingwood switched on.
Are they?
Yeah, we're online in Collingwood.
Have they checked in?
Collingwood's checked in. Brian from Collingwood's checked in.
Any other suburb?
London has checked in. And I think I'm just waiting for confirmation that Germany's in. Oh, and Mulgrave has just checked in. Thank you, Mulgrave. The lovely Christian in Mulgrave.
That's wonderful. Well, we're tapping into everywhere now tonight, aren't we?
We are. It's an international experience.
It is.
Yes. The Trife Parlour crew have just checked in too.
Have they?
And can I just apologise? Because last week I said trifle.
You did. And I call them trifle as well.
It's the Trife Parlour. Sorry.
A couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
I went to Doncaster Shopping Town, which is my favourite shopping centre.
Oh, you're hideous.
I am hideous.
Imagine having a favourite shopping
centre. It's weird, I know.
A plaza.
Yours is Northcote Plaza, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's not my favourite, but I sometimes go there just to do some. I feel like I'm doing a bit of charity work. Do you know, I feel like Mother Teresa.
Do you?
A little bit.
Do you hand out rice?
Just a little bit taller. My tits don't hang that low. We've got some more listeners online.
Who's checking in?
Checking in tonight are Heidelberg Heights. We've also got Doreen, Dave from Doreen, checking in. Then we've got Tim and Kieran in Hawthorne checking in. So, you know, high five.
Hawthorne. We've got the East covered.
Oh, the East. But there's no one from the North listening.
People.
Oh, hang on. Nick and Vince in Essendon are tuned in.
That's
and
good.
Checking in. So, that's high five. Good to hear you two mental tarts. Okay, always the best way to start the weekend. Thank you, sweetheart. And, of course, well, Collingwood's semi-north, isn't it?
It's semi-north.
It's almost.
It's inner north. Of course, at 8 o'clock we have the Homer helpline.
Yes.
So, have we had any lodgements?
We do actually have a lodgement from Bobby.
Bobby, great. Okay.
So, yes, so we've got one so far. I'm going to have to do a little read of it.
Okay.
If you go to twofatlattes.com, www.twofatlattes.com, you can, there's a little link there to the Homo helpline.
And of course you can get the podcasts from the last few weeks.
You can.
They're getting longer and longer.
And you can also Twitter, but I'm not really sure how to do Twitter yet.
You're not a tweet person.
I haven't got my head around tweet.
It's like SMSing, but online.
Is it?
Kind of.
Do you do it online?
Yes.
You don't do... Okay, so you do it on... Okay. No, but then people have to, like, link
They in. Tweet us and we tweet them. We've got to tell them what we're doing at
but
the moment.
But doesn't someone have to follow us?
Yeah, people follow you, but you have to say something, you know.
When do they start stalking?
Do you want them to start
of
stalking?
Of course. You're not truly Mariah Carey unless you've got a stalker. Don't you just ache to be Mariah Carey?
Not particularly.
Oh, I can't wait to get in high heels and just bump into all the walls.
I've got Madonna's new tune.
I'm talking about bumping into walls.
Of course, we played Madonna's tune, and someone actually decided to ring in while we were playing that.
Hello,
who's that?
Hi, it's Ludette.
Hi, darling.
Hi, Frank. I'm a little bit damaged.
Damaged? Why, sweetheart?
Well, you played my mum's song.
Yeah.
And that's all right.
Yeah.
But have you seen the photos of my mum's concert?
Oh, the Sticky and Sweet concert.
Sticky and Sweet.
No, well, some.
Oh, maybe one of your listeners can help me with some psychological counselling.
Why?
Oh, because my mum just will not shut her lips. It's like, I don't know, I just get to mum, put the taco away. I want to move forward. I don't want to see where I came from. Oh, it's like, I don't know, Frank, have you seen it?
I haven't seen bits and pieces, but...
Oh, that's what it is, bits and pieces, love. If anyone can help,
I'll get them to call in, shall I?
Oh, and my mum.
You better speak to your mum. You need a one-on-one with your mum.
Yeah, well, if I can get the Coke bottle out of her mouth, because my mum can swallow a Coke bottle.
Thanks, Lourdes.
Okay, bye.
Bye, sweetheart. Bye. I went to my favourite shopping town, which is sad in itself.
Yes.
And the reason why it's my favourite
is I know why.
It's the car
Because
park.
You love being told where to park.
It is just the
you
best.
You are the laziest mole in Melbourne.
I just love it because there's no park rage, Benny. Although,
you shouldn't be afraid of park rage. It's healthy for you.
I got shitty with someone. Because
in Doncaster.
Because I love that car park so much that I went, you know, around 10, 11 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
It was full.
So early in the morning.
I got it early in the morning because every time there was like a number one, a green number one.
Yes.
I'd run to that car park.
You're foul.
And someone would get it.
Yeah, of course they would.
Because there's all these people hovering.
Can you just park where the prams park?
You can't.
Why not?
Well, it's not good.
How do they
check?
You
get a serve. But then I got a serve of this woman in a Touareg tractor.
Ew.
I'm following her. Because I had my indicator on and she got all feral on me.
Was the woman walking through the car park?
No, they were getting in their car.
You have got beige flu.
Have I?
Yes. Only the chronically beige would find that an entertaining experience.
Well, I didn't find it entertaining.
We don't do malls and plazas.
Oh, I do.
We do strips.
Oh, really? When did that happen? Did I miss the memo?
You missed the memo, darling. All rainbows at A1 level are do strips.
Oh, I need to book.
You must have got a demotion.
Where am I at?
Did you tell her off?
I said to her.
What'd you say to the babe?
I'm following her. And she goes, I've been following her for ages.
Was the car oversized?
It was.
Okay. Was it black?
It was black.
Oh, you're getting good. Okay, so black, oversized. Was it nearly the size of a block of flats?
Yes.
Okay, so it was like
it was like a block of flats on wheels.
Yeah, like a Land Rover type affair. Oh, lovely. Was she wearing a headband?
No. Oh, she was. Have I scored?
You did good.
Did I?
Did you tell her?
I told her off.
What for? In latte language?
Well, I told her as much as I thought I could.
Did you point your finger at her?
I pointed.
Oh, good. Was it a Kylie Kwan
And when I rolled
point?
Down my window and I went up to her window.
You round down the window?
And she buzzed her window down.
Well, hers was electronic.
It was.
She's not driving an XL, honey.
No, I know.
No.
And I was looking up at her.
Oh, but that's good. You're like a little fox terrier thing.
I was
like a Jack Russell.
And you're she didn't fuss her in the slightest.
Oh, well, if an XL came up to me and wound its window down, I wouldn't be fussed either.
Really?
Yes. From now on, what you do in that situation, if you have that you feel that violence occurring,
yes.
you parallel park next to them, you wind down your window, you reach into your console, grab a handful of glitter and just throw glitter at her.
I think that's good.
You don't need to say anything.
Just throw it.
You go, now your day's better. I'm going to give you a lesson in rainbow politics. No. You know, we've been glitter advocates, haven't we?
I suppose.
But you know what?
You've always called me beige, so.
You're a potential fabulous rainbow with a bit of beige flu at the moment. We need to check your rainbow temperature.
Okay.
You're not firing on all rainbow cylinders, are you?
I'm a four-cylinder.
You have the potential to be V12, but at the moment you're a little Mazda 2. You have the potential to be rainbow NASCAR,
okay.
But at the moment you're just smart car.
Well, I like smart car.
No, you don't. You want to burn as much fuel as you can.
Do I?
No. That'll give you a massive footprint. You'll have a beige footprint.
And that's not what I'm after.
Hey, maybe that's what we could start doing is count your beige footprint. You must leave a pretty messy beige footprint.
Why?
But even in like your decisions in life.
Oh, thanks.
They're fairly beige, aren't they?
Yeah,
okay,
keep going.
Well, let me test it.
Oh, don't.
Can we test? Can we please do a rainbow test? Press your beige button. You'll feel really lousy about yourself.
Oh, okay.
But most listeners do after listening to the Two Fat Lattes.
Okay, good.
Okay, so let's say you're about to have a dinner party.
Right.
You're inviting people over for a dinner party.
Yes.
I know what you're going to cook.
You know what I'm going
to
cook.
Yeah, I don't even need to ask you because I know what you're going to cook.
What am I going to cook?
You're going to cook one of two things.
Okay.
There's going to be a homemade dip.
Yes.
There's going to be some sort of pasta.
Yes.
That maybe involves tuna in the sauce. And it's going to, because that is, and you're going
it's,
to have like
it's a my staple.
It's just, and then you're going to do a rolled up piece of meat and throw it in the oven. Is my eye right?
That's the first scarily thing that, you are.
I know, beige. Because you know what the beige do?
What?
They have a repertoire, but they don't call it that.
Oh, what do they call it?
Easy. It's called no effort.
Are you saying I don't put any effort in?
You do not put... Sorry, honey.
I put effort.
No.
I do.
Do you put a tablecloth on?
Yeah.
Did you iron it?
You don't iron
tablecloths. That's effort. Ironing is effort.
I don't iron my tablecloths.
Effort. That's the difference between going to beige dinner and rainbow dinner.
Really? What else do I need to do?
Your guess. Yeah. You need to think, pretend you're their taste buds.
But what if I don't know?
Can you just pretend that you're their taste
buds? Okay, yeah.
Okay, you're a taste bud.
Okay.
You're about to get a mouthful of tuna pasta.
Yes, it is Homo Helpline.
God, it's that time already.
It is.
Caught me by surprise.
Has it? Are you ready?
I do have a Homo Helpline, though.
Shall we kick it off?
Let's kick it off well and truly. It's from Bobby. Following from my previous Homo Helpline, I'm thinking of coming out as the fabulous homosexual that I am. Question being, how do I do it? Previous jobs, people have assumed it, and it's never been a problem. I don't think it will be a problem, but I want to do it right. He wants to make gays proud. Please advise, Bobby.
Well, I mean, if he's feeling comfortable with it and he wants to...
Bobby, this is where we fall down as a community. It's because we don't have a debutante ball.
Oh, that's true.
We do need a rainbow debutante ball.
Not white gloves.
Yes, doesn't hurt to put on a good white glove, does it?
A debut. You need a debut.
Do the two fat lattes need to organise
one? Can we do a deb?
Can we?
Can we do a deb ball?
You know, I really wanted to do a trivia night, but maybe we could do it as a deb ball.
And you're telling me I'm beige.
There's nothing wrong with winning prizes, Frank. A friendship ball.
No, I like a deb ball.
Friendship ball.
Okay.
Believe me, this community needs friendship balls. Do you know how hard it is to crack friendships?
Is it hard?
Oh, man.
Are you trying?
You gay guys are hard work.
What do you mean? Aren't you one too?
Nah. Sometimes I'm ashamed to be rainbow.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on. The truth has
have
to
you
be
had
spoken.
Some, have you had some rough kind of interchanges with people?
You have to have experienced it.
Well, I mean, it depends on what context.
Look,
of course, we
go on and on about, you know, throwing some glitter on it, fabulous, rainbow. Everyone has a laugh. Everyone says, oh, you know, yes, you know, rainbow. What we don't want to promote is that whole thing of, you know, because whenever you meet rainbows out there in rainbow land,
yes,
it's always about sex.
Yes, but it depends
even at
where,
dinner.
Oh,
no,
really?
It doesn't matter where.
Oh, okay.
It's even at dinner.
Okay.
I'm talking from experience.
Okay.
Because what happens when you sit down at a table with lots of rainbows is, number one, they're always going to be staring at someone in the kitchen or someone, you know, like it's always going to be some sort of, and for the rest of the night.
Ogling.
Yeah, but it's more than just ogling.
Okay.
It's an evaluation. It's about sex points.
Sex points?
Yeah. And everyone's going to be, you know, it's like peacocks showing off their tail.
Right.
Imagine sitting at a table with a lot of peacocks and their tails open up.
Oh, that's, yeah.
You're going to get an eyeful.
You will.
And everyone's like prancing around.
You might
around.
Get it poked in the eye as you well. Might,
well, they need a good poke in the eye sometimes. But in their defense is if you get a rainbow on their own, so if you're going to work, if you're going to go to a dinner and it's all going to be about, because the first half an hour is going sex, 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 fabulous, London, Paris, sex, 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 first class,
New York,
sex, 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 business class, sex, 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 you know, sex, sex, sex.
Benny, that doesn't help Bobby.
Well, no, this does help Bobby because he's right. He does have to do it right.
Okay.
Bobby is representing you and me.
Gaydom.
He's representing Latte Central. He's representing...
Latte Central.
He's representing Rainbow Land. He's representing Dorothy. You know, everybody.
So it needs to come out right.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's good that he has to come out.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Well, if he's feeling comfortable with it and he wants to
he
do it...
He feels ready to blossom.
I think blossom.
I think...
Turn into your butterfly.
Turn into the orchid. Don't they? But don't... So, no, you know why I hesitated?
Why?
Because some orchids let off a bad smell that attracts...
Bobby, we don't want you to do that.
Don't be one of those orchids, Bobby.
And you are listening to the Two Fat Lattes. And Benny's on the air on the phone.
Bye. I was talking to one of our listeners.
We've just got a radio show to do.
No, it's a listener. One of our listeners sent us a photo and he was wearing this like princess outfit. And
oh, is that who you were
it's
calling?
It's the lovely, look at him, lovely Nicholas.
Oh, that's beautiful.
We might have to put, can we put this on the Two Fat Lattes website?
Is he okay with that?
He's not okay, obviously. He's quite wrong.
Ask Nicholas if we can do that.
Nicholas, we're putting you on the Two Fat Lattes website so we can share
it's
with
It's a beautiful dress.
It's so polyester.
It's gorgeous. I love it.
And apparently he's going to send another one. He's got another one where he's dressed up in lemon.
Is he just dressing up tonight?
Yeah, he's at home listening to the Two Fat Lattes,
playing
enjoying
dress-ups.
Friday night and getting dressed up.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
And this is what we like to encourage. We like to encourage community. We like to encourage friendship among rainbows. We also encourage rainbows to take a beige person under their arm and teach them a little bit of fabulosity. If they can't learn, just smother them. Have you seen how they decorate an office?
There's a lot of potpourri. There's a lot of potpourri at my work.
Give a beige organisation. We're going to have an office building, blah, blah, blah. You know, Gabe, us rainbows, we'd throw a bit of glitter at it, wouldn't we?
We would.
We'd have really good looking computers. We'd have a little bit of music around, wouldn't we?
It'd be a nice ambiance.
Give the brief to a beige person. What do? Grey carpet. Grey desks. Cupboards to lock up the stationery. Oh, it's chronically beige. Oh, and then they expect these businesses to make money. You know what?
Don't have any colour.
When I listen to the news and they go, this business just went out, you know, this bank fell over, this business just went under. And you think, yeah, because it was grey, honey. Do you know what I mean? It was grey.
You need beige CEOs.
You need some rainbow at the top. You need a rainbow, don't you?
You do.
Because you know what happens at the end of a rainbow?
There's money.
There's a pot of gold, honey.
There is, doll.
There's a pot of gold.
Are you telling me or the listener?
I don't know, but we should start writing this down and making a shitload of money.
Now, Benny, there's a yes. couple of people with some hurt.
Yeah, there is a lot of hurt out there. One of the people in particular that's hurt is Kieran.
What's going on with him?
Oh, who knows? Kieran says, I have a dilemma. I have applied for a more senior role at work. I have been really annoyed about some politics at work.
Oh, okay.
If I get the job, it's in a completely different place, away from the people I like at work. Have I done the right thing? And if I get it, do I say yes? The people are beige, but I will cope. Honey, we need people like you at the top. Latte Central to Kieran.
He needs.
And to any other. It's like briefing. It's like our little rainbow soldiers. We need to give them the skills.
Colour skills.
We need to give them colour skills and some paintbrushes.
And glitter.
At the next latte function, we need to give away backpacks full of glitter, don't we?
Backpacks is quite large. I'd go little handbag.
What about a makeup bag with straps?
Gorgeous.
I'm trying to motivate our forces, our forces of light and colour.
Then we just send out the signal via the airwaves and then they
we
just
do.
Act.
We have a rainbow siren.
It's like Doctor Who.
See, they don't know it yet, but this radio station has been put in place as a beacon to give off the signal. And very soon the signal will be given off.
Really?
Yes.
Do they
That's
have to wait?
When we need people of colour to act, even lesos. They will be called upon too. Let's read through some of the messages, Frank. Yeah. Hi, gentlemen. Just listening to your show before heading out, I think we no longer refer to camp as a row of tents.
Oh, really?
But now we refer to it as camp as a jamboree. Oh. And that's love from Anthony. Loves the show. A jamboree. Isn't a jamboree very 1973?
Jamboree. Yeah, it is quite.
Isn't a jamboree something to do with Boy Scouts?
Is it?
Or were the brownies? Who were the brownies?
The girls.
Oh, the lesos. The boys were?
Scouts.
Cubs.
Scouts
oh, is that
cubs.
What cubs are? I had, for all this time, I thought cubs were something totally different.
Oh.
Now, we've got a message here. Cubs are baby scouts. Scouts go on jamboree.
Yes.
Our daughter is going on jamboree next January in Wollongong. Does that mean girls are scouts? Like, as a matter of deduction, her daughter is a scout. Is that right?
Yeah.
So her daughter would be a cub, so her daughter will be at the lead after the show.
Oh, don't know.
I hope she's got a goatee.
Tanya Doko rang.
Tanya Doko?
Yeah, she's listening to us.
Is she down at the Laird?
I don't know if she's there, but she's listening to us tonight and she said that she loved the last story and that she's laughing so much that she nearly drove into a bus. So, Tanya, don't drive into buses. We don't.
No,
want
but
to...
isn't her song about being caught under a bus?
That's right. So, we don't want that to happen.
That girl needs some driving lessons. I don't know what it would be like to have someone be interested in you. No, but
go
I mean...
back into the recesses of your mind. There was a relationship back when.
Well, okay. The closest I can get to it, say if I was going to go out to see a movie, I would, number one, I'd go through my book, I'd call you.
Well, yeah.
And so I suspect this is what I would do if I was in a relationship with someone. Like, say, if I call you and I say, do you want to go see a movie? Because yeah. I want to go and, let's say I want to go see Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
I go, do you want to come? And you go, no, or I don't get hold of you. I then go into plan B.
Right.
And I just go and watch it on my own.
Is that plan B?
Yeah. Plan B is go watch it on your own.
Okay.
Because I don't want to do C and D. See, so I've made up in my mind that I can actually live life going to a cinema on my own.
But I've done that.
Did you do it happily?
Well,
did you do it happily?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You thinking about what my partner's doing and
no,
he should be here with me?
Not at all.
I'm so happy to hear that. I am so happy to hear you're off your crutches.
Half the people here think I'm a loser because I'm sitting here on my own, but that's all I was thinking.
They don't.
Some kind of stalker.
Because when I see people in the cinema on their own...
Do you go up and shake their hand?
I want to give them a badge and say congratulate. We should do that one. Can we go... Can we get like a live roaming... What are these? Microphones? And go into a cinema one night and just
Harass people?
Yeah.
They'll punch you in the head.
Isn't that what people on radio do?
Oh, yes. Not while they're watching a movie.
Oh, what can we do to get some ratings?
And my CD player,
yes.
Look what it says. Can you read that?
Your CD player fell asleep.
It did.
Like the rest of the audience. Can I tell you a little story?
Yep.
A friend of mine has a little cafe affair where he feeds beige people on a regular basis at lunchtime. He's got a little lunch, you know, like a little lunch
just
bar.
Just beige.
No, even the rainbow go hungry. He was preparing sandwiches. It's like a little shopping mall thing.
Right,
it's okay. a food court. He was there working away making, he makes a fabulous latte, can I just say?
Oh, yes. Mm. I've had one.
A young man walked up to him and said, you know, can I have my money back? And he said, oh, why? And he said, oh, there is a hair in my sandwich. There was a hair in it. There was a hair in his bun.
Did he say it like that?
He said it like that. My friend, I don't, can we just say X?
Oh, X. Give him another name. Maurice.
Maurice. Maurice said, you know, sure, you know, seeing there's a pube in your panino, here you go, here's your money back. And he goes, what about for the Coke? And he goes, well, was there a pube in your Coke? I'm seeing that you drank it. And so he said, no, you know, like basically, no, you drank the Coke, you know, I'll give you your money back for the panino, but you're not getting one, you know. Anyway, they had
Was there an altercation?
There was a bit of an altercation.
A melee.
There was a melee. After thinking about it, you know what? Maurice said, maybe I should just give him back all the money and just let him know that he's not welcome to come back.
Right.
You know, he walked out. He had to get out of the rest, you know, out of his little bar thing and like walk down the corridor. And he sort of tapped him on the shoulder and said, oh, here's the money for the Coke. And the guy turned around and goes, take it easy, mate. I have a temper. You know, before we go, I do have to say, I just read this little message that came through. It was from Graham out at reception. He received a call and he had a little chat to a lady called Ruth. And Ruth was listening to the show tonight. Now, Ruth's husband passed away a couple of months ago. And for the first time in that since her husband had passed away, she'd laughed.
Oh, how beautiful.
And that put a little glow in my heart. And I just want to say, Ruth, here's a big handful of glitter at you, darling. Thanks for listening to the show, and I'm glad we could make you laugh.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Hear them on the radio every Friday night from 7 till 9.
Joy 94.9, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy.
Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.